Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian military ships are this week visiting Cuba and Venezuela, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Two Russian naval ships have docked in the Venezuelan port of La Guaira after exercises in the Atlantic Ocean that Moscow says are to show the flag in remote important regions. Russian news agency TASS, citing Russia's Ministry of Defense, says the vessels will make an initial stopover in Cuba. The two are part of Russia's Northern Fleet, which since May 17 has been carrying out tasks that include guaranteeing the Russian naval presence in remote areas of the ocean. The stopovers to last several days and highlights the close ties between Moscow and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Israeli airstrike destroyed a UN school building housing displaced Palestinians on Wednesday. The airstrike hit the school building and smoke was seen rising as people rushed to the scene searching for their children. Many Palestinians were seeking shelter on Wednesday after fleeing their homes in southern Gaza as Israel pressed on with its military offensive in the densely populated enclave. Israeli forces carried out new strikes in the southern city of Rafah amid fierce fighting with Palestinian militants overnight, residents said. At least 12 people were killed in new strikes in central and northern Gaza, health officials said. A settlement tracking group says Israel has approved the largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in over three decades. Peace Now said on Wednesday authorities recently approved the appropriation of 12.7 square kilometers of land in the Jordan Valley. This is VOA News.